Music Fest is a celebration of world-class chamber music and innovative programming. Concerts, unless otherwise indicated, are held in the beautiful home of Anne and Vincent May with unparalleled views of Sunshine Mesa. Telluride Music Fest 2025 takes place from June 26th through July 6th. The event features three major concerts, a frame drum workshop, and two free community events, which include a family concert at the library and a local artist's night. Music Fest is under the direction of world-renowned musicians Catherine Lockwood and Yusuf Shironik, the pair also known as Duo Jalal. Since 2022, the musical happening has been hosted by the historic Telluride Chamber Music Festival under the direction of Claire Beard. This is Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking today with Catherine and Yusuf. Let's begin with you, Catherine, and get right down to business. What does your growing list of admirers and attendees have in store at Music Fest 2025?
Oh, thanks, Sue. Yes. We're going to have three main events at the May House, as you mentioned, and we're going to visit three different areas of the world with these concerts. So the opening concert on June 29th at 6 o'clock is called Undie Music, and it's a celebration of German composers, German and Austrian composers. And Undie Music is the title of a song that was written by Franz Schubert, based on a poem by an Austrian poet. And it really is just paying homage to the power of music. So the whole program is really a profound emotional tribute to what music can do for our souls. And we're going to have amazing composers like Bach and Beethoven and Mendelssohn and Schumann, and a few surprises in there as well. And then the middle concert of the three is going to be on Wednesday, July 2nd at 6 o'clock at the May's House. And that program takes us south of the border. We're going to have music from Mexico all the way through to Argentina, Mexico, Brazil, Puerto Rico, Panama, Uruguay, Paraguay, and Cuba. And it's a really fun program with a lot of Latin dance music in there. And a hidden gem by a Romantic era Brazilian composer by the name of Henrique Oswald. And it's a beautiful piece, something that I was really excited to share with the audiences at Telluride. And then the finale, the big finale for our third main event concert on Sunday, July 6th at 6 o'clock, we go back to Europe, and we're going to celebrate the music of Italy and composers that were inspired by Italy and wrote, say, for example, Hugo Wolf wrote a fantastic string quartet called The Italian Serenade, and all based on his experiences of, you know, seeing Italy. And then, of course, we have Vivaldi on that and Boccherini, Verdi, who's known more as a opera composer. He wrote one string quartet, so we have a beautiful movement of his string quartet and a few other things. So it's really going to be a wonderful journey around the world for these three concerts. So I'm really excited about the way those programs shaped up.
Thanks so much for that answer, which leaves an opening for you, Yusuf. The Frame Drum Workshop is a relatively new addition to Music Fest. So let's dig into that event. It's no big secret that you're a world-renowned percussionist. So what in the world motivates you, clearly a force and celebrity in your world, to teach in all levels frame drum workshop, and not just in Telluride, online too?
Well, this is something that actually happened slowly. When I first started teaching, I was teaching mainly percussionists, and I was doing a lot of clinics in colleges. And so I developed my teaching style, and I even put together a frame drum course online that was mainly aimed, it's called Frame Drums 101, and it was mainly aimed at college students. So I thought I was going to be mainly teaching people that, you know, were going to get up on stage and perform. So through my frame drum school, framedrumschool.org, there have been like well over 1,000 or 1,200 people have enrolled. And surprisingly, a majority of them are people in the healing arts community and just general enthusiasts and amateurs. And along the way, I keep getting emails from people about how they have used these, my teaching in drum circles, or how they've used them to go into a nursing home and play. And just to realize that there's just this big opportunity with people that just want to play. So this is how this all came about. So really, really what I love to do is I love to show these instruments to people that have never seen them. And it's always been a community sport. So if you go back to ancient Greece, the Middle Eastern times, you would always see depictions of a group of people playing. It was rare to see just one. There'd be groups of people playing for processions, we think for sacred celebrations and ceremonies. And so for me to bring this to the public, I just love it. And I love meeting people from different backgrounds and from, So to me, just getting together and hearing all those frame drums together, that's definitely worth it.
In Telluride, what is the date of that class?
That class is, Catherine, do you have that right next to you?
Yeah, Thursday, June 26th.
Thank you very much, Catherine. Sure. So now let's back up a little bit and talk frame drum. What is the appeal of the instrument, and why choose this particular species of drum as the centerpiece of your classes?
Well, the appeal for me is, again, going back to my teacher, Glenn Velez. I graduated from Yale University with a master's degree in music, and I was playing some very difficult music on marimba and multi-percussion. I moved to New York, and I met Glenn, and Glenn was taking this one solitary instrument and creating a multitude of sounds on it. He was creating solos that totally blew away any of the repertoire that I was playing. So there was... First, it was him that really got me interested in playing. And there's always been something with hand drums that appeal to me. It's about getting the sticks out of the hands and feeling and touching the instrument. So for me, that's one of the big appeals to it, is you're taking basically the simplest instrument, percussion instrument in the world, but creating a lot of different sounds on it. The drums have been played for 5,000 years, which means that they have some effect on the player and some effect on the listener. So for me, this is it's just a great group activity to do with people. Again, the sound of multiple frame drums is just intoxicating.
Great, thank you. So over the course of an hour or so, what will your students learn? What will their takeaway be?
Great. So we will start by doing a very general warm-up, and this will be using South Indian vocal syllables, a very simple three pattern. We go ta, ki, ta, ta, ki, ta, ta, ki, ta, ta, ki, ta. So we warm up using the voice. We will transition over to the frame drums, where we will learn the basic strokes, just two different strokes. And the majority of the class will be on a new course that I produced at framedrumschool.org titled Rhythms for the Healing Arts. And as I mentioned, that there's so many of my students are into the healing arts. They do music therapy, sound baths, they do kirtans, yoga. So I wanted to create a course that was really dedicated to them. And they're just simple rhythms that we can play, and you can use them, you know, frame drums are used in therapy all the time. So we're going to just experience some of those and play and just enjoy ourselves. But mainly we're just going to have fun, I would say.
Okay, thank you. Catherine, back to you. Let's end with a little perspective lending history. When did you two being you and your husband, Yusuf, become artistic directors of Music Fest? And what was your vision when you took over the happening from Maria Bachmann?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You know, I've been coming to Music Fest since it started, and for several years, the programs were, you know, pretty much the standard full-length pieces, for two on the first half and one on the second half, and very romantic repertoire, sometimes classical, but generally romantic repertoire. And, you know, it's an amazing a model to follow. But I started this series. Yusuf and I are ensemble in residence at this Four Seasons in Music concert series on Long Island. And when we were doing this kind of programming, When you include percussion on the program, you have to start to get really creative about how you're going to make that kind of program work. So we came up with this lovely formula of a third classical music, straight romantic stuff, a third world music, which is right up Yusuf's alley, and then a third sort of new music, unknown music. And we started that series in 2019 and creating those programs. And we were able to create them all through the pandemic, which was amazing. We just went online. Maria came to one of those concerts, and she really saw the appeal of that. So when Music Fest resurfaced after COVID, and we went back in, I think it was, oh, no, it was the year before COVID, something like that. My timeline's a bit fuzzy. She saw this programming, and she invited Yusuf, because I was already going, and she said, I want Yusuf to come, and I want you to do some of that stuff that you do on those programs. So the program, like that, we did the first half, like we do over at Four Seasons in Music. And so then when we took over from Maria after COVID in 2022, that was when we started doing each first half like we do at Four Seasons, where there's a little bit of everything. The pieces are between 4 and 7 minutes, and we keep switching the radio dial, so to speak, from one station to another. And then we finish the concert in the second half with the big romantic piano quintet. So there's a little tradition of both sort of styles in there. That's how it all came about. Yeah.
Thank you very, very much. This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Catherine Lockwood and Yusuf Sharonik, who are co-directors, co-artistic directors of the Telluride Music Fest, which again takes place between June 26th and July 6th. You guys, thanks so much for taking time out of your schedule to talk with me.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
You're welcome.